Thank you, Basil, and good morning, Millsy. 2 days after his horse finished first in the Kentucky Derby, but then was disqualified after an interference objection, Maximum Security's owner is launching an appeal. To the finish now at rain-soaked Churchill Downs in Louisville.
Maximum Security wins the Kentucky Derby!
But then the objections from two jockeys triggering a 22-minute agonizing review as racing officials determined Maximum Security, wearing number 7, had interfered with several other horses as they came around the final turn. Chief Steward Barbara Borden.
Those horses were all affected, we thought, by the interference. Therefore, we unanimously determined to disqualify number 7.
That allowed the second place finisher, 65-1 long shot Country House, to win the roses. Gary West, the angry owner of Maximum Security, was on the NBC Today show this morning.
Winning it was the most euphoric thing Mary and I have probably ever had in our lives, and the disappointment when they took the horse down for the first time in history, I couldn't, we were stunned, shocked, and in total and complete disbelief. It had never been done before.
So, mate, the owner, Gary West, what's the chances of that appeal actually being successful?
All right, well, West is filing suit today through the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission, even though its regulations say rulings at the track are not subject to appeal. As a result, look for this to go to court.
I think this is something that's big enough that the entire racing world is looking at this, and I think they deserve an opportunity to really know what was going on.
Since the Triple Crown is no longer a possibility for his horse, Gary West says there's no reason for Maximum Security to rush to prepare for the second leg, the Preakness Stakes, on May 18th. And Millsy and Basil, while his horse won't run there, you know belated Derby winner Country House will be there.